Lewis Wall thinks challenging musicians who recently immigrated to St. Louis and local performers to produce a collaborative album will help push artists beyond their social boundaries. For the next 10 months, Wall will release one song each month that features different immigrant and native St. Louis musicians. It's a complicated premise, but the result is surprisingly approachable. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold was there during the recording process.
A group of kids rehearse a Romanian song before entering a professional studio to record. They're part of the band Audria and Her Treasures, and they aren't Romanian. They're all children of Latino immigrants. They sing while sitting on a patterned rug before entering the studio in small groups of twos and threes.
That was really good, guys. I think we can do it.
The kids appear on the first song released by the Texas Room, a recording project producer Lewis Wall thinks will improve communication between immigrants and native St. Louisans. For Wall, that communication will eventually include French hip-hop and an African choir working with musicians already living in St. Louis. Wall wants listeners to go outside their comfort zones.
I kind of like that element of putting people out in their own place, but if you're there and you stick with it, and you stick with somebody else's culture, then you might realize, like, I've got one too, and I need to discover what that is and where I come from.
For Wall, that discovery transcends typical music industry concerns about image and genre.
If you're doing music right, it doesn't matter how it's packaged, as long as you're communicating in a universal way.
Band leader and mother of two treasures, Adria Gutierrez, says the kids are primed to understand the project. They have no trouble navigating multiple languages.
They don't feel as it's something completely far out. No, they already speak two languages, so a third, a fourth. It's really fantastic and not really strange.
Surrounded by wood paneling, the kids sing with gusto. While the girls record, the boys offer their support from the control room. While the boys record, the girls dance with their moms. The boys exit the studio in a rush of excitement. The kids gather on a couch after recording. 8-year-old Ione says the project transports her out of St. Louis.
Kind of feels like I'm in that country, kind of singing to people in that country that the language is from.
10-year-old Emmett is also moved by the music. He echoes Audrey's earlier point that for these kids, singing a new language is no big deal.
Learning a new language in like a song is basically just same thing as like talking in a different language. Face-to-face to someone else who's from a different country.
Christina Galindo's child joined the group after seeing Audria and Her Treasures perform traditional Mexican songs. She says the Texas Room brings the group to a new level.
When they're with all their buddies in a circle and they're listening to each other sing, it becomes this exciting challenge, and they love it.
Galindo says the kids embrace difference with ease, a trait the city could learn from the music.
Music is, you know, the soul, it's the feeling, you know, of a culture. And so by collaborating, it's really a peaceful project if you think about it.
After recording, the kids leave the studio bundled against a cold January night. Their song will be the first of several released each month throughout 2015. Project head Wall is working on 20 songs to be pared down for the final physical album release at year's end. It's an ambitious project and one still in the works, but for 8-year-old Ava,
it's a dream come true.
I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.
Transforming one trick.